At first, it was all about security. Now, U.S. administrators in Iraq must also focus on creating jobs and getting the country working again. But many of Iraq's most skilled civil servants were in some way associated with the past regime, seen as corrupt and brutal by many lower-ranking workers. So how will the new workforce look? Reporting from Baghdad, Alistair Wanklin looks at one example, Iraq's medical sector.
On a street in central Baghdad, around 100 doctors are calling for change. They want salaries and a clean out of those colleagues who in the past perhaps did more thieving than healing.
I want to tell you that Iraqi people accept the war, accept destruction, accept the death and the crippled people. All this just for one positive thing, the change. Iraqi people want the change. So if after all that mess, you return back and you see the same faces, the same leaders, what's going on?
Dr. Imali Uddina Saud says he and his colleagues know better than the new U.S. administrators which individuals were the rotten apples in a ministry long suspected of losing funds and medicines through corruption. So the U.S. official responsible for healthcare, Stephen Browning, has come to hear the doctors' complaints.
Yes, my name is Stephen Browning, and I have the honor of representing the Coalition Provisional Authority. As the senior advisor to the ministry.
Iraqi doctors take turns to speak and to call for a rejection of those who held senior posts in Saddam Hussein's Ba'ath party.
These are extraordinarily committed professionals in working under the most incredibly difficult, horrible conditions. We heard stories of working 72 hours straight, carrying water up to wash their instruments, their surgical instruments from the river. As we look at this Ba'athist complexity of this Ba'athist regime, I don't believe that all of these administrators were part and parcel to the Saddam regime. It's clear that there are those almost as if commissars that controlled, and others were just people who cooperated with the Ba'ath regime because that was the party that was in power.
That belief that the commissars should burden the blame has resulted in a decree by the U.S. overseer of Iraq's reconstruction banning the four former top tiers of party membership from public office. Paul Bremer said the move would de-Ba'athify the public sector and send a signal of renewal to all Iraqis. But even that is not enough for some of the doctors protesting in Baghdad. They say some former officials may lie outside the four categories of Ba'ath Party membership, but still have blooded hands. One of these, they say, is Dr. Ali Shnan, who held a deputy ministerial post in the Saddam Hussein government. He defends his record back then and says he should be allowed to return to office.
That there is difference between you believe in Ba'ath as idea, and you are speaking about policy of a person. There's much difference, and you can't understand what I mean.
For now, Dr. Ali Shnan is being refused a return to the Ministry of Health. He refused to sign a statement denouncing his former party. Stephen Browning says he is asking all appointees to renounce their past links to the Ba'ath Party, but acknowledges that more measures may be needed to create a thoroughly new administration.
We're doing our best. I feel in the Ministry of Health we've made wise decisions. That's not to say that based on some of the things I heard today, that and I've asked for some evidence. If there is evidence of, for example, graft or theft or corruption, I've asked these doctors to bring the specifics to me, because we will not tolerate thieves in the government.
But as the protesters return to work at their wards, such as this children's hospital in Baghdad, they reflect that reform needs to be farther-reaching than just a renewal of regime. The official salary for a doctor can be as low as $10 a month. So U.S. administrators also need to revitalize the economy and create jobs with meaningful salaries. For Common Ground, I'm Alistair Wanklin in Baghdad.